Orange County's booming foreign-born population coincides with Democrat electoral sweep. By John Binder on November 18, 2018. Orange County, California, once considered a conservative holdout in the blue state, has been electorally swept by Democrats in the midterm elections, coinciding with the region's booming foreign-born populations. Until the midterm elections, four of Orange County's six congressional districts were held by Republicans, including Representative Dana Rohrabacher, RCA, and Representative Mimi Walters, RCA. In the midterms, though, Democrats swept Orange County with wins in all six congressional districts, turning the region blue. At the same time of Democrat dominance in the county, the foreign-born population is booming to record levels, with the majority of foreign residents arriving from Latin America and Asia. California's 46th district, already a Democrat-held congressional seat, has a foreign-born population that is now reaching 40%, with 4 out of 10 residents being born outside the United States. The other Democrat-held congressional seat in Orange County, California's 47th district, has a foreign-born population of nearly 30%. Three of Orange County's four Republican districts that have flipped to Democrat have foreign-born populations that make up 25% or more of the region. For example, California's 39th district, where Democrat Gil Cisneros won over Republican Young Kim, has a 34.1% foreign-born population. In the 45th district, where Representative Mimi Walters, RCA, has conceded to Democrat Katie Porter, the foreign-born population makes up nearly 30% of the district. Similarly, in the state's 48th district, Representative Dana Rohrabacher, RCA, the former speechwriter to President Ronald Reagan, lost to Democrat Harley Rauda after serving in the seat since 2013. That district's foreign-born population is now near 25%. Even in the 49th district, where the foreign-born population remains below 20%, Democrat Mike Levin beat out Republican Diane Harkey. The district has anywhere between an 18 to 19% foreign-born population, with about 55% of foreign-born residents arriving from Latin America and nearly 30% coming from Asia. As Breitbart News reported, districts with some of the largest foreign-born populations, like New York's 14th, Minnesota's 5th, and Massachusetts' 7th district, elected some of the most far-left, open-borders candidates to Congress. As Breitbart News reported, Democrats have increasingly gained strongholds in congressional districts due to booming foreign-born populations. As Breitbart News reported, if chain migration is not ended, as President Donald Trump has demanded, the U.S. electorate will forever be changed, with between 7 to 8 million new foreign-born individuals being eligible to vote because of chain migration, and overall, an additional 15 million new foreign-born voters. Every year the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million foreign nationals, with the vast majority deriving from family-based chain migration. In 2016, the legal and illegal immigrant population reached a record high of 44 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.